Moncrief on News Talk.
Sponsored by Avant Card. Get Ireland's first personalised pricing rates made for you.
CNN should be ashamed of itself having you working for them. You are a rude, terrible person. You shouldn't be working for CNN.
Sit down, please. Sit down. I didn't call you. No, you rudely interrupted him. I don't know why you'd say that. It's such a racist question.
There are some people...
Excuse me. Would you please sit down? Please go ahead. Sit down, please.
Thank you very much.
Why are you...
Sit down, please.
Why are you pitting Americans against one another, sir?
Peter, what are you trying to be him?
Go ahead.
Give him the mic, please. I've answered the question. Excuse me. You are not called on. No, that's enough. Go ahead. What's your next question? Go. Let's go.
I just on that.
More exciting question than that, please.
Quiet.
What kind of a question is that?
Yeah, I'm just asking. Just curious. But the real question.
He's a comedian here.
Just when you thought things couldn't get any weirder with Donald Trump, he's turned up the weirdometer to 12. Yesterday, the president staged a fractious and combative press conference which resulted in CNN's Jim Acosta having his White House credentials revoked, an unprecedented move. Also there yesterday was our old friend Brian J. Kareem, who's executive editor for Sentinel Newspapers, a White House reporter for Playboy and a political analyst for CNN. Hi, Brian.
Hey, how you doing, Sean?
I know he doesn't regularly give press conferences, but aren't they kind of all more or less like this anyway?
Well, you said you turned the weirdometer up to 12. I think it pegged the needle at about 18. But that's only his second one from the East Room. He has talked to us more frequently on the South Lawn as he's leaving as of late. He held a recent news conference on the Rose Garden, and he told me to sit down in that one, and I was already sitting down. He did the same thing to me yesterday. He started talking about how the media is divisive, and I said, "How are we divisive? Give me an example of how we're divisive." And he said, "Sit down," and I'm already there. I'm already sitting down. Fact of the matter is, he just doesn't want to answer the questions. Jim Acosta did nothing wrong. If you're going to defend free speech, it's not whether or not you defend Jim Acosta. It's whether or not you defend free speech. You don't have to agree with what he says or how he says it. You've just got to agree with his right to say it.
Mm.
And there's no doubt that he had a right to do what he wanted to do. And there's no doubt that the president doesn't want us doing that. That's as simple as it gets and as dangerous as it gets in these times with Donald Trump. And the fact of the matter is, in this case, he wanted a big dog whistle. He accomplished two things, or tried to accomplish two things yesterday with Jim. One was to attack the press and fire a warning shot across our bow. And number two, keep us from focusing on the fact that he is trying to end the Mueller investigation.
Yeah.
And he failed on both counts. He's not going to intimidate us. He damn sure ain't going to intimidate me. I mean, that could have been me just as easily as Jim yesterday. God knows I've gotten into enough fights with him. And he's not going to keep us from focusing on the Mueller investigation, which he desperately wants us to do.
Yeah, because it seemed as if a lot of that press conference wasn't with the intention of answering any questions. It was commenting on the questions he was asked. So his intention in there was like, that's a biased question, that's a racist question, that's an offensive question.
He reminded me of a bad stand-up comic on open mic night. And there's just no other way to... I mean, I was laughing at a lot of it.
Yeah.
He accused me of being a comedian when I got up. But, you know, I'm sitting there with serious questions. And he's telling me how much he loves Oprah. And I got up and I go, you know, I kind of want to ask you why you love Oprah so much. And he goes, oh, comedian. And I'm going, all right, you know, here's the real question I want to ask you. And my real question was about, and it was actually, his answer on that one was scary. I asked him about cooperating with the Democrats when they come into power. He said he wanted to, but if they start investigating him, all bets are off.
Mm.
And I said, so is it your way or the highway? Is that... You're saying once so that you can't compartmentalize and for the sake of the country go forward and work with him on other issues? And he goes, no, if they do that, I'm on a war footing. Now, that's scary. And that was probably the chilliest sentence that he spoke, not to Jim, not to anyone else, but to that issue, telling us that he's on a war footing with the Democrats before they even start because they are going to investigate him.
Yeah.
He's trying to intimidate and bully them into being obsequious. And that's not going to happen. So it's frightening times in which we live in the United States, and the First Amendment is really in peril.
And could it be that this is just simply all about the midterms? Because now the Democrats have the House, when the Mueller investigation comes in, they can take action based on whatever the findings of that are, which is why Jeff Sessions is gone. Because and is there any talk about who we might replace Sessions with and whether that replacement will try to fire Mueller?
He replaced Sessions with an ultra-loyalist who has already said the Mueller investigation should end. So what the president is doing is challenging the Democrats before they get in. The Democrats, what they can therefore do if they cannot protect Mueller, can open their own investigation and then call Mueller and all of his deputies and all his investigators and everyone that Mueller called and put him in public hearings. And then the president has already said if they do that, he's just going to blame the Democrats and he's going to gamble that his base will come out in wild support of him and shut down any moves against his illegal activities. So he is playing a despot's gambit. He's hoping that it'll pay off for him. He'll get another 4 years in office, and he'll be able to do what he can work with impunity and do whatever it is that he wants to do. That's his gamble. He's laid it out. We know what it is, and there's no doubt about where this is going. There's going to be a showdown, and it's going to be between the House, which now has Democrats in power who will hold him accountable, and the president, who has every desire in the world to paint the Democrats as being contentious and partisan, and that's why they're going after him. And it has nothing to do with the facts. It has to do with what Donald Trump wants to win. It's frightening.
Could this lead to some sort of constitutional crisis, Brian?
Well, according to Congressman Jamie Raskin of Maryland, that's exactly where we're at right now. Is it a constitutional crisis? And there have been people saying that for a while. The Republicans have had no desire to challenge Donald Trump. In fact, those who supported won in the midterm elections, and he handpicked those that he would support so he could go out and crow that he had a victory. He was very wise in how he did it, and he's still trying to pull the wool over people's eyes and convince them that he is the Republican Party, that if you hit the ring, or as he said, and I mean, this is a direct quote from him. He said yesterday during the press conference, those who accepted my embrace did well. So you got to kiss his ring, or, you know, kiss his whatever,
yeah.
And he's saying that that's your path to success. And he's convinced enough Republicans to do it that he has hijacked the Republican. Not only has he hijacked the Republican Party, he has now made the Republican Party the Trump Party, the party of racists, the party of nationalists, and the party of stingy old white men who think that, you know, times were better in the 50s and what are all these people of color doing standing up and challenging my authority.
Yeah.
That's the Republican Party.
Given what happened to Jim Acosta yesterday and the unprecedented nature of it and the fact that it's a naked attempt, a naked attack on freedom of the press, is the press corps in the White House, is there anything you guys can do, even as a protest, just stay away from it for a day or something of that nature?
That would play into their hands. You will never get, you know what, if you want me to not cover the president, they'll have to do the same thing to me they did to Jim. You'll have to drag me out of there. I'm not giving this guy a moment's rest. I will not walk away. That's what he wants. So the best protest that we can do is to do our job and show up every day and cover this administration and call it out for what it is. That's the best way and in addition, every First Amendment, every reporters organization should come out in support of Jim and make sure that we continue to support free speech. And we have to understand exactly what that is. The president wants to divide the press. So he wants to make some people say, look, Jim was rude. He should not have done that. And that's not the issue. Free speech is free speech. I may disagree with what you say, but will defend to death your right to say it. He had the right to speak. They did not have the right to stop him from speaking. Now, you may not like what he says. You may not like the way he says it, but that's not the point. And when they try to make it the point, then they are dividing and conquering. And if you don't support Jim now, then what's going to happen when they come after someone else? They're going to kick you off one by one.
Brian,
and
we have
that's
to.
That's not the way we operate.
Brian, thanks a million for taking our call. That's Brian J. Karim there, executive editor of Sentinel Newspapers, White House reporter for Playboy and a political analyst with CNN. And apologies for the terrible phone line there, but we thought it was important to stick with it. Right, we're going to take a break after that. How they built the pyramids.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Sponsored by AvantCard. Get Ireland's first personalised pricing rates made for you.